Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most inclusive podcast of the pop culture on the planet, the Fun Pop Fan
T-Mac.
Guys. All right, we're here with our favorite podcasting Fun Pop Fan Guys and Gal. And we're going to be talking about all our favorite things, pop culture, and more. And with that, I'm going to just tell you first, my name is Rich Moore, and I'm the director of the Center for Music and Creativity, or as we call CMAC. And I'm happy to be here with our lovely panel. And I want to pass it over first to my co-host with the most, Mr. Mark Lazo.
No, thank you very much, Rich. Always a privilege to be here in the company of such prestigious individuals. Speaking of whom, let's introduce our panel. First off, we have our good friend Eric.
Hello.
Hello, Eric. How's everything going this week?
Too good.
Great. Always great to see you. And I'm loving that shirt. Holy smokes. Bringing back all kinds of memories from my childhood there. Next up,
This Nintendo New York.
Nintendo New York. Yeah, I got the real one right here.
Yeah, I'm a sud there. Nice.
All right, well, thank you for that, Eric. Look forward to hearing more from you a bit later. Next up on our panel, we have our good friend Michael Sun, Big Mike.
Pakistan.
Hello, Mark. Great to see you. How you been?
I've been great, Mike. Thank you for asking. How have you been?
I'm good. It's raining a little bit today and stuff. Cut in half. It's raining. Cut
Raining
in
a little
half.
bit. All
Yeah.
right. Well, you know what? A little bit of rain, it reminds us to appreciate the sunshine.
Right. How's Patton doing, your dog?
How incredibly thoughtful, Mike. Patton is doing great. I just made her a fresh batch of homemade Mark's World Famous dog food. So
Nice.
she's taking a nap now. She got a full belly. But always great to hear from you, Mike. We look forward to hearing your segment a little bit later.
Hey.
And next up, we have our great friend here, the queen of the podcast, Miss Dawn. How's it going?
Good, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, Dawn. Always great when I'm in your presence,
Thank you.
even if virtual. Online, it's still always great to see you and to be in your company and hear your amazing insights, which we look forward to hearing more of in your segment later. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, Mark. Anytime.
All right. And so before we get into our main topic, which is going to be a part two follow-up of our Famous People from Long Island episode, in honor of which I've worn my Caldor shirt. For all you young whippersnappers out there, before there was Best Buy, before the Good Guys, before Circuit City, this is where we went to get our vinyl records, even cassette
Oh,
tapes.
wow.
Caldor, wow, that really
Wow.
brings me back. Yep, Caldor was
Where,
right around the block
Mark?
from me in
Wow.
Setauket, which is now
You see, too.
Kohl's. I guess
Yep.
Kohl's is like the new Caldor, basically.
Yeah. I guess so. It kind of similar. Yeah, Mike, you were saying something.
Yeah, Mark. See me. What year the album came out? What year what year? I know that Best Buy and Blockbuster came out a long time ago. What year?
This was even before that. Wow. Caldor was around before Blockbuster. I don't know the exact year, Mike. We can certainly find that out for you.
That's a good idea. Yeah, thank you.
Let me
That's good
do the
to
old.
say something and stuff.
Let me search on Lugal.
We're going to say basically it's definitely an 80s store, maybe up to the early
Don't think Caldor is
90s.
around anymore, because I remember Caldor, they're not around anymore. I
No,
think
I
they
haven't been
went out of
around.
business.
Haven't been around for a long time. I believe that's where I bought my first CD ever, was in Caldor.
Wow, what
Different
was it?
difference between, well, my first two CDs were Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood, and Aerosmith Pump.
Nice. That was actually my first ever concert. Was Aerosmith Pump,
Nice.
the Skid Row opening
Yeah.
up. Big Mike, Caldor was founded in 1951.
Wow.
Yes, that's right.
And it closed what year? I'm going to say 1992.
No, wasn't it 96 to 99? 99.
Wow, it lasted that long.
Okay, that was close enough.
1999. Yeah. So, yes, that is a nice trip down memory lane, as many of the famous people that we'll be talking about in tonight's main topic from Long Island. I probably saw my first movie of theirs from buying the VHS tape at Caldor, or the cassette tapes. So to tie in with our main topic here, before we get into that, though, we always love to shine a nice big bright spotlight on each one of our amazing distinguished panel members. So for the individual segments this evening, starting us off here, we got our good friend Eric. Absolute wealth of knowledge on so many topics. We've heard you talk about wrestling. We've heard you talk about video games. Tonight, something totally different. What will you be talking about tonight, Eric?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon, Eric's TV talk. So, all right, I watched a lot of Nickelodeon growing up. How about you, Rich? Did you watch a lot of Nickelodeon?
I did watch a lot of Nickelodeon. Going back to when I was a kid, the show Pinwheel, which was a very younger kid show. And then the famous Canadian import, You Can't Do That on Television, which is where this slime came from, when you look at the slime as part of the Nickelodeon logo.
And also a young Alanis Morissette.
That is correct. You ought to know that, though, you know?
Oh, my goodness. There it is.
Yes. I got the first part in tonight, baby.
Oh, gosh. a taste of my own medicine. Mm-hmm. You could call it that was a jagged little pill, Rich. I have to
say. Yeah, it's quite ironic. Okay, moving on. So, Eric, talking Nickelodeon, what was the first show you remember on Nickelodeon that you used to watch?
I need help.
Well, there was that show that came on that.
Oh, yeah. All That.
All That. And what kind of show was All That?
It's a reference of SNL.
Right. Kind of like an SNL for kids, basically. Right. It was kind of a unique thing where they brought that out. And a lot of stars came out of that show. In fact, you mentioned SNL. One of the stars that came out of that was Kenan Thompson, who went on to be on SNL and is the longest running cast member on SNL. Cannon. And Nick Cannon, who was came on later in the show. Now, there was this young little whippersnapper, 9-year-old comedian that joined the show that became like the breakout star. You know who that was?
What?
Who was that little 9-year-old girl that was in All that ended up becoming really popular?
The opening song from the show is TLC.
TLC is the opening song. That's good to know. But who's the little girl? Her name's Amanda.
Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. And she was so popular that what happened? She got what?
I don't know.
Her own show?
Oh, yeah. Amanda Show. There you go.
And it was the Amanda Show starring Amanda Bynes. And that was another one of the 90s, right? Nickelodeon shows?
With Drake Bell and Suspect.
Drake and the Amanda Show was another kind of like a sketch show, right?
Yeah.
Did you have any favorite sketches on there?
Oh no.
Well, we'll have to check it out and get back to the audience. Yeah. So you mentioned Drake and Josh. Did Drake and Josh, were they pretty popular?
Yeah, they are.
They were so popular that they got their own show.
Yeah, cool.
Holy moly. And Drake and Josh kind of like was the first of a different kind of show on Nickelodeon. Is it a sketch show or is it more like a sitcom?
It's their own show.
It's their own show. It was their own like kids sitcom. And that show helped to spawn a lot more kind of like kids, preteen kind of sitcoms on Nickelodeon and then Disney Channel as well. But this is your first part of the discussion. I think next time we might talk more about some of those Nickelodeon shows that came out of after Drake and Josh. which I know you have some favorites that you'll share next time. Anything else you want to say about Nickelodeon?
I liked it.
All right. He likes it. Eric likes it. Well, thank you for sharing, Eric.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Always a pleasure to hear on all of these topics that you have so much information on. We look forward to hearing more of that in the future. And next up,
The
we got
following
our.
Wednesday.
What was that?
And the following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday, yes. Hopefully, we'll hear more of that. So thank you, Eric. Next up, we got our good friend, Big Mike, Michael Sun, Encyclopedia
Yes,
Mike.
Michael Sun.
Yes.
And Mike, again, another absolute. A person doesn't earn the nickname Encyclopedia Mike without possessing a vast wealth of knowledge on so many topics, which we've heard you talk about, Mike. Tonight, you'll be talking about one that's near and dear to my heart. What will you be talking to us about this evening?
I kind of buy them up in movies and stuff.
The movies.
Yeah.
The Muppets in the movies.
Right.
The Muppets.
Well, and yes, look at that. Part three of Big Mike's Muppet Madness. So we've heard you talk about the
Yes.
origin of the Muppets. We've heard you talk about celebrities that were on the Muppet Show. But tonight, you're focusing. What was that, Eric?
I said that's crossovers.
Crossovers, yes. Tonight we are focused on, even though there are a ton of Muppet movies out there, we're going taking it old school, back to my era, the original trilogy, the first three Muppet movies. So what was the first one called, Mike?
A movie.
How appropriate, the Muppet movie. Yes.
And then the
Almost
sequel came out
79.
after that.
Wow.
So what kind of movie what would you call the Muppet movie?
It's like the like a comedy show, like a kids.
Yeah, it was a definitely comedy, a lot of funny parts. Also, definitely had road movie
Right.
elements to it. Any famous celebrities make an appearance in that one?
Like Steve Martin, Mel Brooks.
Steve Martin, Mel Brooks, these are comedy legends. So I think it's safe to say everybody wanted to be part of the Muppets during that time. Anything else about the Muppet movie, Mike?
Richard Pryor was in the Muppet movie and stuff.
Richard Pryor. Again, we're
Yeah.
talking about the Comedy Hall of Fame here. So excellent. Yeah, Mike. And so what year did that come out?
1979.
79.
Vehicle.
And so when did what was the next movie in the trilogy?
The Great Muppet Caper in 1981.
The Great Muppet. I remember seeing this in the movie theater. It was one of the first movies where I would have been in about first grade when this movie came out, but just feeling the magic of the movie experience of there was one scene in particular, which I'm not going to spoil, although I mean by this time, you guys have had almost 50 years to see this thing, but I'm still out of respect. I won't tell you what scene it was, but there was a scene in there that actually lifted me from my seat. And it wasn't just me. Like there was this energy in the theater, and people were audibly applauding what was on the screen. Phenomenal.
Well,
Tell me a little.
Mark, thank you for not spoiling it, because believe it or not, this is kind of a sin, but I've never saw The Great Muppet Caper.
Oh, well, Rich, I'm giving you some homework this week.
I gotta watch it. The Muppet movie, actually, fun fact, was the first movie I ever saw in the theaters. And I was like 2 years old, maybe. Like, and my parents would say I was dancing around in the aisles just like I do now with the movies. And but yeah, and for some reason never saw The Great Muppet Caper.
Oh.
But one of my favorite movies was the next one that came out, the third of the trilogy.
So what would that one be, Big Mike?
Great. Oh, the Muppets Take Manhattan.
The Muppets Take Manhattan. So
Hmm.
yes. First off, I'm loving the alliterative title. We have the two M's here. Tell me a little bit about this one, Mike. What's happening with the Muppets by the time of this
There's
movie?
like the like the they're taking like the go to New York City and stuff.
Right, so they go to New York City. I believe this movie they decide to break up as a team.
Right,
They
yeah.
they're going to try to go off solo and do their own thing. And so the whole movie is about them kind of coming back together. Any famous people make an appearance in this one, Mike?
I like a different, not that all the Sesame Street characters in the end of the movie and stuff.
Yeah, like as Eric pointed out before, we got a crossover here. We got some Sesame Street going on.
Yeah.
Big number for the grand finale. I get the day off tomorrow. I might have to just have a lazy day and watch the whole Muppet trilogy. You really inspired me on this one, Mike. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It's a privilege to hear you talk about the Muppets, one of our shared passions. So thank you for that, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right. And next up, was that a hand up I saw, Eric?
Yeah, sorry about that. The first film is a good film, and also it's a sequel of the same name.
A sequel of the same name?
Yeah.
The Muppet movie?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the movies that came out like recently, like a few years ago?
Yeah.
That version of the
Oh.
Muppets? Yeah,
Yeah,
that was
that.
kind of like like a reboot or newer versions of it that came out, which I think are all canon, all the original ones. But those were good too, right? With Jason Segel
Yeah.
and Sheldon from Big Bang.
There you go.
He
That's
had
what
a
they say. There.
little bit of a cameo, but yeah, good point, Eric. Thanks for bringing
Awesome.
that up.
Yeah.
All right. Often, our faithful audience will hear me refer to our good friend Don as our resident gold medalist, Don Chapman, and we have heard you speak, Don, a few times. Usually, often we go to Don's gymnastics corner, and you talk about the Magnificent Seven, the gymnasts from the 1996 Olympics. You've talked about Simone Biles, but tonight, I think it's important that our audience knows some of your history. So when we refer to you as our resident gold medalist, that we want to talk about your medals this week instead of other gymnasts. Let's keep it local since we're talking about famous Long Island celebrities here. We have our famous from Long Island gold medal Olympian. So, Don, what can you tell me about your very first Olympics?
Who's that?
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Me, that was me at 7 years old, and at the age of seven, I was the youngest and the only one to win my first gold at the age of seven.
Wow.
I was the only one and the youngest one to ever win gold.
And what event was that, Don?
Track and field.
Track and field. Excellent. And so at that point now you had the competitive fire burning in your soul. Once you win that first medal, there's no going back from that. That feeling is addictive.
Yes, it is. Very addicting.
So when how long was it before you competed again?
That was in 1979. I didn't compete again until, oh my gosh, 1996.
Wow, that's like almost a 20-year gap. So
Yeah.
and then what so by that time
Because I was young and I was 19 years old, and I was like, well, I don't know what I want. Even when you're 7 years old, you don't know what you want to do. You're like,
sure.
do I want to compete in sports? Do I want to sing in sports and win
Right.
gold? Because you don't want to burn out and then you don't want to do it no more. And you're like, well, why should I work hard? For what? I'm not getting anything. I'm not doing anything.
Right. But you went back to it. So in
Because
90s.
I guess when I was 7 years old, I didn't understand at the time about sports and gold medals, and I didn't understand about that. So I took a break, I guess. So I didn't just understand. I really didn't understand either.
Sure. And I think that's kind of what growing up is about, Dawn. It's like we try different things, learn what we like and don't like. So you go back in 96 after almost a 20-year absence. And tell us about that. Was this still track and field, or had you gotten into different events by then?
I got to different events. I started out with track and field, then I did floor hockey, then I did soccer, then I did gymnastics, I did volleyball.
Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome. You're okay, look at that. The tech
But I think
department.
my favorite event is gymnastics.
I can always hear the passion in your voice when you talk about gymnastics, Don. And I think we got a little video queued up here.
From the archives, I found this somewhere in the dark web. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
This is Dawn Chapman. Is that the balance beam?
Yes, it's a balance beam.
That was like the Danielson crane kick.
Yes.
Yeah. Good segue.
He wants to mock you, so he's getting it.
Congratulations,
Oh, look at that.
Stuck the landing. I could look, Don, I could see you're beaming with pride in that
See, I
video.
think also I was the nerves were kicking in because it's like, oh my God, because we started gymnastics training in what, April? From April to June, it's like, oh my God, April to June, when you have other teams there that are competing and they have trained since September. They started in September and they trained from September to June. I'm like, oh my God, they're lucky they get to train from September to June. We all get trained from April to June. It's like, oh my God, and we made mistakes. We didn't train that long, and we didn't have enough time. And I think the nerves just came and took over. We're like, oh my God.
Did you get the medal at that one?
Yes.
So then at this point, then we have medals in field, track and field, and gymnastics. Don, it's I hope that you will make this a regular segment so we can ask you about more of these experiences in the future, because it's just
You talk
absolutely.
about gymnastics?
Specifically, your own gymnastics
Oh
career.
yes, I want to make this my segment to talk about my own life and have you ask me questions because I enjoy this and I want that to be my regular segment from you, Mark, to ask me questions about gymnastics
I
and the
love
gold
it.
medal stuff.
Well, we will make that happen, Dawn, and thank you for sharing these great stories. I look
You're
forward to
welcome.
more of them in the future. Wow, what an amazing
And the next time
panel
Rich
we
has
have.
to show my floor one, I get the there's a floor video too, floor routine video.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, Dawn. I think we got a lot of stuff here. We should make this a regular thing. So
Yes.
we'll definitely do that so we have enough time to look at all your great stuff. But for now, we got to move on to the main topic here. That's overwhelming to hear all this great stuff from our panel, and then almost forgetting that, hey, we gotta get down to some serious business here. There's a main topic discussion we need to have about famous people, entertainers from Long Island. Look at this great graphic from our AV department. Oh my goodness.
Hey,
Is this a young Rich Morton right here?
I used to get that. I used to get that.
So that was like a mark.
Mark.
Yeah, that looks like you, Mark.
Ralph Macchio?
I don't know, the face.
I
Yeah,
think his
it
complexion and hair is closer to Lindsay Lohan,
Especially if you would have seen me in high school with all of that
No, I'm not talking about the hair
red
part,
hair.
Mark. I'm talking about the face part. The face, I don't know. The face looks like a little like you. I don't know.
You know what, Dawn? All I see on the screen are a bunch of beautiful faces. So whoever you're saying I look like up there, I'm going to take it as a compliment. So thank
Thank
you.
you.
All
You're
right.
welcome.
We had so many. This topic wasn't originally planned to be a two-parter, but we realized that all of us, even though Don and myself no longer live on Long Island, but we're all from there. Everybody here on our panel being from there, realizing just what a wealth of talent came from Long Island. We're right in our own backyard here. So after talking about it in last month's episode, we said we need a part two on this. Eric, tell me somebody famous from Long Island that you know of.
Let me go back in. Eddie Murphy and Lindsay Lohan.
Eddie Murphy and Lindsay Lohan. And, you know, I'm not surprised that you, of all people, would point those two out, because Eric, being our resident Disney expert.
Yeah.
Both Eddie Murphy and Lindsay Lohan have been in Disney movies. Is that correct?
Yeah, but what are we looking at now?
Sorry, Charlie. We're live. We're live. Stuff happens.
Okay. We're testing Mark before.
The AV department in the truck back there. Guys. Okay. All right, we're good.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you when I asked you about famous people from Long Island, you pointed out Eddie Murphy and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
We know about your passion for Disney. Both of them have been in Disney films, yes?
That is Mulan, that's Mushu, that's Eddie Murphy, and Lindsay Lohan in Freaky Friday, the first film.
The first film, and now there's a new one, right?
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
Even freakier. I heard it was twice as freaky as the first one.
Right.
Yes. And then Eddie Murphy, you pointed out he did a voice in Mulan. Any other Disney movies for Eddie Murphy?
Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion, yes.
Yes.
And then, although not Disney, what about a little movie called Shrek? Didn't he do a voice in that movie too?
Yeah, but it's not Disney. It's too
right. It wasn't Disney, but it was not. But I think the older people on this little panel might know Eddie Murphy from his not so friendly, his family friendly stuff. Eddie Murphy yes. goes back to the early 80s and definitely famous for a lot of great. Well, first SNL, going back to SNL, being one of the biggest actors to come out of SNL. And then a whole glorious filmography of great movies. 48 Hours. What other movies, Mike? Big Mike? I go to my encyclopedia.
It's like Trading Places, but they're not great.
Trading Places. Beverly Hills Cop. There's just too many to name.
Right.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. And since on Disney movies, just to point out, our good friend Tony Dan's up on that screen. Wasn't Angels in the Outfield a Disney movie?
It might have been. It might have been.
Oh. But back to the message has a ride for it.
Oh, yes. The movie based on a ride, kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Don, who do you know of from Long Island? Any famous people that you know of?
Come on, Don, you just got to unmute.
Yeah, unmute.
Tony Danza?
Tony Danza. Yeah. Tell
him
me about
or Kevin James you're talking about?
Well, Kevin James, we talked about him last week in part one.
Okay, so it's Tony Danza then.
Yeah. What do you know about Tony Danza? Where do you know him from?
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? Yes.
The Boss.
I think he also had, what do you call that show? I don't remember. I think it was called The Tony Danza Show. I'm not sure if that was a talk show host. I think it was some kind of show.
You know, I remember Tony Danza from Taxi.
Taxi, yes.
I remember him from Taxi too, Mark.
Yeah. Also another famous Long Islander on Taxi. Anybody know who that might be?
Robin Williams.
Oh, wait. I know. Wait a minute.
Thank you very much. I will tell you if his name was Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman. Yeah. Yes. Another Andy Kaufman. Yes. He's a comedian and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Excellent. And I would be remiss if we let the whole episode go and talked about some actors here tonight, but there have been some famous singers from Long.
Oh,
I'm not talking
yes.
about myself here, guys. I know how much the audience looks forward to my crooning that sometimes happens at these episodes. But I'm talking about other famous singers from Long Island here. Wow, look at that.
D. Snyder, C. Lauper, and Mariah Carey.
Do you know what any music from D. Snyder, Eric?
I'm gonna rock now.
I want to
Yes.
rock.
Yeah,
I
that
want to rock.
one and the other one from Chris Snyder.
We're not gonna.
Take it. There you
There
go.
you go. We're not
And
gonna take it.
D. Snyder was definitely one of the most popular rock stars to come out of Long Island, but I think he also has kind of a close connection to us too, Eric, especially
I know Corey and Trevor.
Corey and Trevor, two people that you go to program with. Those
Yeah.
are though they are actually D.
And
Snyder's
nephew.
nephews, his
Yeah.
nephews. And I get to say I went to a Met game with D. Snyder's brother.
Oh boy, here
And
goes the name
it
of
was pretty
them.
cool. Pretty
That's.
cool. You know, I used to work at a bagel shop on Long Island that D. Snyder would frequent. And even though I worked back of the house, I mainly rolled the dough to make the bagels. My boss knew that I was a big Twisted Sister fan. And so when D. Snyder would come in, they would come in the back and get me and allow me to emerge from the back, which was a big deal for me. Just so I could help him one-on-one whenever he ordered his breakfast. And like a couple of other people we talked about last week, Mick Foley, Billy Joel, a lot of people on Long Island, these very, I know, Eric, I'm very excited about Mick Foley too, but you hear about these people. Sometimes you meet famous people and they're not as nice as you wish they were. But people like Mick Foley, Billy Joel, a lot of people in Long
Yes,
Island
me
will have
so
a,
too.
We'll have a story about meeting these people, and everybody I've ever spoken to who's met them has had nothing but great things to say. And that was my experience with D. Snyder and just being an
Yes.
absolute. What was that, Eric?
And they're Chris friends too.
Mick
Oh,
Foley's friends.
his friends, yes.
One day we gotta. Well, I don't want to meet Mick Foley and his friends. But one last thing with D. Snyder, I just want to say we mentioned about his nephews, but. And as Mark talking about how he's just a really he's a really good guy. And actually he actually went to the program and visited all the guys at the program and was just I wasn't there, but I heard he was just an absolute humble guy and just he was awesome from what I heard.
That's
I haven't gotten to meet him myself. Actually, no, I take that back. I did meet D. Snyder at a Comic-Con. So I take that
yeah.
back. I really And he was a really cool guy. And I mentioned his nephews and cool guy.
You know, my brother was online next to him at a BJ's wholesale warehouse. And while they were waiting in line, my brother sees him and, gives him a big compliment, tells him he's a big fan. And again, he said it was just one more story of him just being just a totally classy person, very appreciative of the interaction. So always great to hear. There must be something in the drinking water in Long Island that accounts for all of this intense concentration of talent. I mean, we could go on and on. Maybe we'll have parts three, four, five, six. We can keep coming back to this anytime we want. We haven't even barely scraped the surface here, but wow, we did cover a lot of ground tonight.
Oh,
Great information given in
it's up
our
to me now.
segments. Yeah, we're wrapping it up, Eric.
Right.
On that topic, you have any words of farewell to say to our audience?
Okay. Describe no. Describe and
You got it.
comment and ring the bell for notifications for getting an episode.
And
What
like the
else?
video too. Gotta like that
Aleko.
video.
Aleko
Yes.
video.
Yeah, come on, guys. Give us a like. Doesn't cost anything. And let's get them comments going. Wow, what an empty comment section. Let's get some interaction going on here. Big
Yeah.
Mike,
Did you
any
meet
word?
Corey?
Yes.
Any words of farewell you got for our audience, Mike?
So like,
Let's
have a
see.
nice weekend and stuff.
Have a nice weekend, everybody, and stuff. Don't forget about the stuff. Thank you for that, Mike. Always great for you to leave us on such a positive note. Appreciate that. And Dawn, wow, what a great segment that was this evening.
Thank
Just
you.
amazing to hear about your
And I
history.
hope to do more, and I hope that you ask me questions now more about myself over 10 minutes or something.
Well, I didn't get to ask you half the questions I wanted to ask you, but we had to get on to the main
I'm sure you
topic.
have a lot more questions for me.
Yes, well, we look forward to hearing more about that from you in the future. But until such a future time comes, do you have any words of farewell for our faithful audience?
Yes, please subscribe, press the like button, and ring the
Let's just say
bell,
that.
and make sure you listen to our podcast class.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Don.
Let's
You're
say
welcome.
that.
Rich, I gotta say, just wrapping up another incredible episode. Yeah, do you have any words of a farewell on your own behalf?
Yeah, I
Yes,
just
Rich.
gotta thank everybody for following us and liking our videos. Spread the word. You can share our videos. That'd be great too. And you know what? What do you guys think out there? Did you have any favorite shows growing up? Did you watch Nickelodeon shows? Or
Let's do.
what about Muppet movies? Anybody have a favorite Muppet movie? Comment
Yes,
down
I
below.
did.
Let's just say thanks everybody. And thank you, Mark, Mike, Eric, Dawn.
Thank you.
And everybody have a wonderful morning, night, evening, whatever
Yes.
time you're watching this. And we'll see you in the next video.
Nice meeting you,
Bye.
yes. Bye.